to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the Kingdom of God.
The reward of the fifth beatitude, blessed are the merciful. People who are merciful, people who love mercy for the sake of Christ, those people have it made because God will show them mercy. Literally, I love the Greek here. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be mercied. God will mercy you. It's a great and precious promise. It's an exceedingly wonderful experience to receive mercy from God. An exceedingly wonderful thing. Remember when we studied the second beatitude about being comforted by God? And I showed you Isaiah 66:13. It says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted. Your heart will rejoice. You know, little kids love being comforted. They love receiving mercy from mom when they get hurt, don't they? I mean, that's why they come running, even with the slightest little scratch. It's worth it. The pleasure of mom's comfort and mercy is so desirable to them that it's worth dropping whatever they're doing and running all the way downstairs or in the house or wherever to find mom, and it's worth generating tears and going through the whole song and dance just to get that kiss on the elbow, right? They just love that. And I think it's wise parenting not to fall for that every single time when they got no real injury. Otherwise you train your child to be a wimp. But, you know, when a kid genuinely really is hurt and receives comfort from mom and dad, it's so sweet to them. It's why they do that. They just love it. It's to the point where I think in many cases, they get hurt, they come and receive mercy from you, and they're glad they got hurt. They're glad they fell. The scrape hurts, but the comfort is so sweet it's worth it. That's how it is with God. I don't know if that's for sure how it is with kids. I know for sure that's how it is with God. I can tell you that of all the joys I've ever experienced, and I have experienced many, by far the greatest joy I've ever experienced in my lifetime was in 2006, which was the most agonizing year of my life. It was the most painful year of my life. It was when I was at the bottom of despair and the Lord came to me and comforted me. That was the greatest joy I've ever experienced. No. And I can't even explain it to people. You just have to experience it. It was a joy that came in the midst of the bitterest tears I've ever shed. The farther the swing from sorrow to comfort, the greater the sweetness of that comfort. The mercy we receive when Jesus returns will be so sweet that we will be glad that we suffered. Like I say, I can't say for sure that's true with a kid every time. I can say for sure it'll be true with you. I'm going to say that again because I don't want you to miss that. The mercy that you will receive at the second coming, when Jesus comes back, will be so sweet that you will be glad that all the horrible things that happened to you happened. You'll be saying, I'm so glad that happened. That's one reason why it'll be better for us in the age to come than it will be for the angels, because most likely the angels have never experienced suffering. The greater your sorrow in this age, the greater your capacity for joy in eternity, because the greater will be your ability to experience God's mercy. You know, people are always giving God a lot of advice. No doubt the most common tip that God gets from people that He created on how to run the universe is this. God, there's too much suffering. Too much suffering. Would have been better if we'd gone straight from Eden to heaven without ever any fall or any sin or any kind of suffering or death. I think he gets that a lot. It's a good thing that God does not follow that advice. It's terrible advice. That world, if we went straight from Eden to paradise, and then suffering never existed, that would be a world in which no one would have ever experienced or seen God's comfort, God's forgiveness, God's patience, God's compassion, or God's mercy. We would have been unknown. All those beautiful attributes of God we would have never experienced. When is God ever going to have an occasion to have compassion or pity or show forgiveness or have mercy on you in the eternal state in heaven? He's not. We experience those things in this life, and we experience them one last time when Jesus returns. And then never again. Isn't that an amazing thing to think about? There's certain attributes of God that throughout eternity there won't be any occasion for. Now, of course, there's a sense in which we experience those things forever because God's forgiveness, for example, He forgives you. He forgives your past sins, and that He's not going to keep doing that all through eternity because you're not going to still be sinning, but there's a sense in which it's a lasting thing that goes on forever. You're being forgiven forever. But throughout eternity, our only connection with those marvelous, beautiful attributes of God will be our memory. The only connection we're going to have with those. Think about that. A billion, billion, trillion years from now, you will look back on this life, which will just seem then like a blink of an eye. And it will be your only experiential knowledge of these attributes of God, His mercy. The only way you'll be able to see it. So enjoy the mercy of God as much as you possibly can in this life. It's an amazing thing. It's a wonderful thing. When your joints ache, it's hard for you to get out of bed. When you're tired and you don't have energy to go to work, you struggle to get some thing to work right, you got grief in relationships, or you just get the frustration of running out of time in the day or in a week, and you can't sleep at night, and you're tossing and turning. All those things, all the sufferings, the little big suffering, little suffering that we have, moves His great heart. He has compassion. And it moves Him not in small ways. The Bible says His compassion fills the heavens. It's awesome compassion. Scripture compares it to the sunshine. You know, just one ray of light from the sun engulfs the whole earth, right? And you can't even comprehend all the good that it does all over the earth. And Scripture compares His mercy to that. One tiny, thin ray of God's mercy engulfs this whole planet in a bath of mercy too vast to even understand or contemplate. Wouldn't you agree that one of the most staggering truths in the universe is the fact that our blessings outnumber our sins? Isn't that amazing? We miss out on a lot of experiencing God's mercy because we don't recognize His mercy when we receive it. We don't recognize it for what it is. We get depressed, and God comes and shows us mercy, and now we're better, and we just say, oh, I guess I'm feeling better now for some reason. Don't know why. Must be a good night's sleep I got last night, or chemicals in my brain evened out, or I got some perspective on things. Or you can get all the perspective, all the chemicals, all the sleep you want, and apart from God's mercy, you would still be in the pit of despair. We suffer, and then we recover. And we write that off as just the suffering kind of just running its natural course. Or sickness just running its course. The only place any suffering runs its course is in hell. When suffering comes to an end, any suffering comes to an end, it's not a natural phenomenon. It is God's mercy. It's a direct experience of God's presence, Him showing His mercy. Every time the weeping came to an end in your life and joy returned, that was God showing you mercy. If He hadn't showed you mercy at that moment, the weeping would have continued. Every time fear gave way to faith, every time despair gave way to hope, every time sorrow has turned to joy, every time the truth came out that you were in the right, after all, every time, any kind of relief, it was always God's mercy. Every time you sinned and you were not given over by God to a depraved mind and allowed to fall hopelessly and irreversibly into rebellion and darkness, every single time that happened where God plucked you out of that downward plunge, that was God's mercy.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are a crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.